So, I feel bad about, like, all of my stuff being super late recently, and I just really want you guys to have content. And so I thought, I've never actually done a real ramble fap where I like talk about stuff, so I thought I would do it, and I'm getting kind of excited just thinking about it. I already came like twice, but I'm in stage today, and I've been like flipping between dom sub like crazy today. I'm a mega switch, in case you hadn't like realized from the posts, and I just wanna, I'm like tired enough that I have a full sense of confidence, which will in turn allow me to talk about stuff I wanna do and that kind of thing, because I've always wanted to do it. I'm just too shy. It's a lot less personal and a lot easier when I write scripts and stuff. Anyway, I'm kind of rambling on now, but yeah, basically I was a bit shy to do it, so still feeling quite shy, but I'm gonna try my best. Okay. I'm just wearing a t-shirt with a rainbow on it because gay rights and nothing else. Well, I guess I'm wearing my headphones. And that's it. And the dildo I'm gonna be using is like about 7 inches? 6.5? I think it's actually like 6.5 insertable length, but 7 inches in total. Actually, it looks a bit shorter than that. Anyway, that doesn't really matter. But the point is, it's got a nice curve to it, which makes it hit my G-spot really well. So I usually come like super fast with it if I like know what I'm doing. You know? And therefore, I don't want to like come too fast. So I think at first I would just be thrusting, and then I will start like, oh my god, that's so embarrassing. And then when I'm ready to come, I'll like rub myself as well, because I need both, because, you know, I'm not actually a porn star, so, and, you know, it's gotta be real and everything, because otherwise, what's the point in ramble fap? Anyway, literally been talking for 3 minutes now, and no action, I'm so sorry, but hopefully this is endearing or interesting or something or another. It's just anything that would stop you from, like, being annoyed that it's taken so long. So yeah, I already came, like, twice. And now I'm gonna sit back, I'm in my chair, sitting at my desk, and I'm just gonna do whatever I wanna do. And talk about some dummy feelings I've been having, I guess. I don't know if it will switch to sub at some point, but we'll see. We'll see where the want goes, if that's a place, and if it is. Okay. And yes, I am actually this awkward. Okay. I'm already like super wet because I like came before. And I was using lube on top of that, so it's like, it's just a mess down there, for want of a better phrase. Like rubbing it on the like outside, because I'm procrastinating putting it in because I'm embarrassed. Okay, I'll put it in first and then I'll start talking about stuff. Okay. It's, I feel like boys don't get any good, like, foreplay, so I really like to sort of spoil them. Give them a more sort of traditionally feminine foreplay. So, like kissing their neck and biting their ear and stuff. And they're always so pleasantly surprised and make really cute noises. It's adorable. Obviously, I like riding people in like sort of more for vanilla setting, but it's hard for me to ride and be dominant at the same time because it's hard for me to sound dominant when I've got stuff inside me because I'm kind of sensitive. So what usually happens is I like act all confident, and then the second I get some stimulation, I like turn into a blubbering mess, and so I kind of lose my street cred. But I could be a cute Tom as well. You don't have to be intimidating or anything. It's more about leading and looking after you. Oh my god. It's really deep. I've always wanted to like peg someone as well. I have a strap on, but I never actually used it. I got it because I'm bisexual and I'm a switch, so I'm top and bottom for women, but I only after getting it did I realize how amazing it looks to peg someone. Like, just so vulnerable and cute, and I think I understand why guys like really cute feminine girls a lot of the time, because it must feel like really satisfying to be inside of someone. Well, I guess guys reading this won't like traditionally get this, but I mean, listening to this, so dumb. And you know, when it gets like super wet and then like it like goes further than you know it could go inside you, and then you're like, whoa, and then it's like a whole new thing, and it's like kind of like you're gonna die. Oh, but in a good way. Oh, I'm not even going fast, I'm going like slowly. Because I don't want to be too loud because I'm embarrassed. Oh yeah, I was talking about things. marks on people. So, like, or leaving a hickey or scratching someone's back. Because then I'm like, the session is over, and they'll be like doing chores or just normal stuff, or like sitting at their computer reading a book. They'll like randomly feel the slight like pain from it, and it will remind them of what I did to them, and then it will turn them on again. Some of the scripts I've written and stuff I record, I'm actually very gentle in real life. I enjoy the idea of being a sadistic dom and some kind of fantasy, but I know in practice, oh my god, I could. Never actually do it. Like, I don't think I could pull it off anyway, but I'd much rather be gentle and nice. So, I usually just praise a lot and pat their heads and tell them they're a good boy or a good girl. And, to be called mommy a lot of the time, but when I'm sobbing, I kind of like to call people sir, regardless of gender, really. It's just my favorite word to call people. I've always wanted to be like, spit roasted, because oh my god, sucking dick really turns me on and I enjoy it, and obviously I enjoy taking it as well, and